the phones and allow you to express your opinions on any subject that may be on your mind this morning. And there's surely so much to talk about, huh? So much happening in the world around us and requires us to, well, become informed, enabling us to properly exercise our responsibilities as citizens. Thomas Jefferson said it once. He said, an enlightened nation cannot be enslaved. So we invite you to share your thoughts on whatever's going on in your mind as well as in today's world by getting on the telephone. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. Something that caught my attention this morning, and I don't know if you'll hear about it on the alleged media or on Fox News or CNN or anything like that, but it's worth spending a few moments with this morning. Remember now, our telephone number here, if you want to join in into our discussion, 800-313-9443. So jump on in. The lines are open, and offer up your opinion. This is not a news hour. It's primarily a talk show. Well, it appears, and I got this off WorldNet Daily this morning, that in Islamic Jihad, we've all heard of that, is merely an effort by Muslims to convince others to take up worthy causes, such as funding medical research. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Anyway, that's according to a new textbook that's being used for junior high age students in California and other states. It just says in the story, other states. I wish they would have named them. This is what they're teaching your children and grandchildren in the public schools, government schools today. Now, it goes on to say in this work that it's the most violent jihad, or jihad at its most violent, I suppose you can say, is simply Muslims fighting to protect themselves from those who would do them harm. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Or so says The History Alive, The Medieval World and Beyond, a book published by, well, what else here, Teachers Curriculum Institute. Boy, that sounds cerebral, huh? But a parent whose child has been handed a text in a Sacramento school district is accusing the publisher of a pro-Muslim bias, to the point that Islamic theology has been incorporated into the public school teachings. Now, all that said, remember, you can't carry a Bible to within a mile of any government school in this country, and yet here they are in California and other states, excuse me, actually teaching Islamic theology. So I suppose, if you're referring to separation of church and state, and I digress here, I'll get back to this article in just a moment. But if you are one of those who thinks that, for example, our Constitution spells out that there ought to be a separation of church in the United States of America, you'll search in vain in our Constitution. You'll find it in the Soviet Constitution and in other constitutions around the world, but it's not in the United States Constitution. And I think most of the listeners here at RBN are probably well familiar with that. But the problem is this. Jefferson, when he used that term and was addressing a constituent, well, we've got a break coming up. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Okay, we're back. And as I was bringing up just before the break, it seems that in the California, not just California, but other states as well, which go unnamed, I'd like to know who they are so that we can name them. But they're allowing a textbook into the public school system. And let's get this straight. I make the same mistake as you do, referring to what we call public school systems today as public. They're really not. They're government schools, and the curriculum and everything they teach in it is government controlled. Now, you might ask yourself, why did we as a body politic ever allow this to happen to us? And the answer is, quite frankly, I don't know. I suppose it has something to do with the old frog analogy. Remember, if you throw a frog into a bucket of cold water and then gradually put some heat under that and bring it gradually to a boiling point, the frog will jump out before it meets its maker. But if you put a frog, if you throw a frog into water that's already boiling, it's gonna jump right out. And I think this is what we call the baloney treatment, or it's a gradual indoctrination. I really don't know what's wrong with the American people today. I really and truly do not. It concerns me greatly. But anyway, I'm off point. I digress. But what is happening is they're teaching these students in the California public school system right out of a textbook that was written by an Islamic apologist. By that, we can surely assume that the man is a full-blown Muslim. And they go on to say in this article that it makes an attempt to seem like an egalitarian world history book, but on closer inspection, you'll find that seven of the chapters deal with Islam or Muslim subjects, at least according to the parent of this student. And I'm just wondering if there's just one parent of this student that is protesting. That would not surprise me in the very least. if it were just one parent that was raising his or her voice to object to this B as in B, S as in S, because that's all this is. But the upsetting point is not only do they go into the history, which would be acceptable if it was a legitimate history, but they also go into the teaching of Islam. And this is sort of where I was when we went into the break. Remembering, if you remember this now, consider this. You try to carry a Bible into a public school today, government school. Excuse me. You carry a Bible into a government school today, and they'll probably, who knows what they'll do. You know, it's like this young girl who was going to mention Jesus in her graduation speech. And they said if she did so, that she was going to be expelled from school. Now get on the telephone and join in this conversation. Tell me what you think about this ridiculous B as in B, S as in S that's going on not only in California and other states around the country, but probably right near where you live, truth be known. And if you as a parent do not investigate what these government schools are indoctrinating our young people with, it's high time you do, because really and truly, think about this. The future of this nation depends on what our young people are being taught. Our phone number here is 800-313-9443, so get on the telephone. I'm not here to do a news hour. I'm here to do a talk show, and that takes your participation. Does it not? But in any event, that's what's going on. Among other things, we've got some other stories here that are certainly of interest, particular note. And as soon as we can, here they are. Okay. George Bush. Boy, there's a case. There's a work in progress. President Bush, now I respect with every fiber of my being the office of the presidency of the United States of America. That does not mean that I respect even a tiny little bit the present occupant of that White House any more than I did the previous one. And if you want to get carried away on that one, the one prior to that, the one prior to that, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, my president. But get a load of this. I hope you're listening. 6 U.S. senators and 49 House members, they don't name them, I wish they would, these 6 U.S. senators and 49 House members are advisors for a group working toward a transatlantic common market between the United States and the European Union. And all of this is supposed to happen now by the year 2015. Mercy. Have you heard of this new union that George Bush, along with the president, the Vicente Fox of Mexico, and the Canadian premier, whatever his name was, they were down at Bush's ranch in Texas, and they came up with this, I think it's called Canamex, and it involves Canada, America, and Mexico. And what it is, it's an agreement that Bush signed, contrary to our founders who said we don't need any foreign entanglements, and how wise they were. And, of course, the George Bushes of this world, not just George Bush, but, gosh, you know, I wonder how conservative he is. George Bush is not any more conservative than I am a malted milk or something. I mean, this man is a total disaster to this nation. And I thought the worst harm he could do was to come up with this agreement that essentially gives away the sovereignty of the United States. We're no longer a sovereign nation. See, according to George Bush, and this explains a lot of things, according to George Bush, America is not a place, but it's a, quote, idea, unquote. And, of course, he believes in a world without borders, which comes right out of the United Nations Charter, doesn't it? Where they speak about a world without borders. And so if you're wondering why we're doing nothing about securing our southern border, all the while multiplied thousands of illegal aliens are actually, call it what it is, it's an invasion of our nation, and they're raising havoc once they get here, and we're doing nothing about it. Oh, we're frisking 80-year-old women in the airports, making sure that they're not going to blow us up. But we're doing nothing about not only illegal Mexicans coming across the border, but we've also got illegals from Costa Rica, from Venezuela, from you name it, down there in Central America. But the real sad part of that is, part of this Bush philosophy about world without borders, is of course the mere fact that terrorists, full-blooded, full-blown terrorists from the Middle East, no doubt are coming across our borders, and here we sit, putting America at risk. So we can talk all the Homeland Security you want to, but until our borders are secured, really, this nation is at high risk. Now, according to McCain, he's running around the country now telling everybody that you elect him, and he's going to secure our borders. That's going to be the first thing on McCain's agenda. Well, the money's already been allocated, multiplied millions of dollars, enough to build a secure border. The border that we're talking about is, by most experts and most pundits will tell you that it works. If we had this border in place, we would not be facing this problem. It's a huge problem, isn't it? All of these illegals coming across and raising havoc in the process. The politicians will tell you, well, we need them because they're filling jobs that others won't take, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said yesterday briefly, keep this in mind, nothing is going to be done. I don't care who we elect to the office of presidency. Nothing's going to be done. Why? Well, it's simple. To the Democrats, illegals are cheap votes. And to the Republicans, they're cheap labor. What a sad situation, dear God, for this country. Think about it. We're at risk. People are getting killed and maimed down along our southern border, and yet Bush sits in the White House and does absolutely nothing about it. Ran as a conservative. And as I again mentioned yesterday, and this is no secret, I voted for Bush. Why? Because the alternative was simply unthinkable, in my opinion, in my thinking, to any clear-thinking person. So again, we were left with the obvious choice, as we are, I think, in this upcoming election, with the possible exception of a couple of candidates where we have to choose from the lesser of two evils. And so, getting back to this, what they call, what's referred to as the European Union. And incidentally, all of this is supposed to transpire now by the year 2015. That's just around the corner, isn't it? The plan, let's get into that a little bit. And incidentally now, get on the telephone, talk to me. Let's hear your opinions on what's happening on this and other issues, whatever's on your mind. And you can talk to me by calling 800-313-9443. But anyway, this plan, currently being implemented by the Bush administration with the formation of the Transatlantic Economic Council on April of 2007, this a date which should live in infamy, appears to be the following plan written in 1939, that's a ways back, by a world government advocate who sought to create a transatlantic union. Well, we've got a break. Talk to me. Get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. And we've been discussing this. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I don't know if you've read about it in your newspapers or if you've heard about it on the alleged news out there. Fox News, I don't think, has carried anything about this. But it should be a huge concern to any clear-thinking person in this country, because we have Georgie Porgy Puddin' and Pie. Now, I say that because you will not very often hear me ridicule anybody on this air. That is not my style. But I don't know how else I can say it and get it said about all the B's and B's and S's going on in this administration. It is just awful. What we do about it is to become informed. And then when we walk into that voting box in November, we can become an informed citizen and make an informed choice. I think I mentioned yesterday about how on C-SPAN, they had some sitting justices of the Supreme Court going through this particular practice. It was a pseudo-court hearing, question before the court. Can the American people continue to govern themselves? And to a person, these sitting Supreme Court justices came up with the conclusion, and it was no. How many news broadcasts carried that story? That should have been possibly a lead story, but it was not. Why? Because we have a controlled media. Controlled by whom? Well, we can go on, but I digress. We'll get into that in future programs. But anyway, back to this European Council thing. Already, Bush has given us this infamous Canamex thing, where we've lost. When this comes to fruition, it simply means, are you listening to me? It simply means that we have lost, probably never able to regain, this nation's sovereignty. How important is that? If it's important at all, we should be doing something about it. One thing we can be doing something about is maybe informing ourselves and getting the word out to others, because they're certainly not going to get it through the alleged media. But anyway, I'll touch back on this for just a moment here. It says a key step in advancing this goal was the creation of the Transatlantic Economic Council by the United States and the European Union through an agreement. Boy, that's dangerous. Through an agreement signed by President Bush, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and the current president of the European Council and European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, at a White House summit meeting last April. Now, think about this. If this person, if George Bush, this trilateralist, this member of the CFR, this member of the Skull and Bone Society out of Yale University, if this, who worships Lucifer, among other things, just thought I'd throw that in, you can do with that what you want to, but all of this should give you pause, shouldn't it? All of this should say to you, hey, that's going to put up a red light somewhere out there. What's going on with this guy? He's giving away the farm. There's no other way to put it. He's not only got this Canamex thing going, now he's working on throwing away our sovereignty even further by lining us up with this European Union nonsense. And to me, it's all B as in B, S as in S. And there's something that we should be discussing, and we're not. And so as soon as I saw this article this morning over my first cup of coffee, I thought, boy, this is something that we should be talking about. If you have your opinion on this, call us. This is not a news hour. It's a talk show. And get on the telephone and talk to me. It's 800-313-9443. Tell me what you think about this. Oh, sure, we've got the election out there, and it's important. But so is this. We've got so many vitally important issues facing this great nation of ours that it could keep us busy for another 100 years or something like that. So there you have that. Keep that sort of in the back of your mind in case you're wondering what's going on in this country. Another story that crossed the wires this morning, saw it on WorldNet Daily. Bin Laden's son will seek life as a UK country gentleman. Isn't that nice? He applies for a visa to live with his British wife, have child by proxy, I guess, and then both of them are going to live happily ever after, becoming activists for peace. Isn't that nice? The fourth son of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, responsible for the lives of who knows how many Americans, as well as other lives from others all over the world, fighting this evil person, this evil theology, who attended terror training sessions in Afghanistan with his father. And he may soon take up residence with his British wife at her English country home, where the two plan to have a child with a surrogate mother. Okay, get on the phone, talk to us, 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne, be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. We're back. Don Wayne here. We'll be here with you for another 26 minutes or so. There's so much material, really, to cover in one of these programs, and we certainly don't want to do a monologue here. We don't want to do a news hour. We want to include you. Thomas, talk to me.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
You hear me okay?
I hear you fine, Thomas.
Great. Hey, I'm just sitting here on hold thinking, what should I say? Well, you know, it just seems to me that they're pushing it. They're pushing so hard for this globalist agenda. And I think they have such a stronghold on the nation here, and I really don't think it's going to be very easy to change. I think we're going to be moving into this, whether we like it or not.
Okay, Thomas, let me ask you this: how old are you, incidentally, if I may ask?
I am 40 years old.
So you're old enough to remember when America was still America, possibly. Or at least you have a faint memory of what America used to be like.
I have a faint memory.
We're losing forever that nation. Do you have children?
I have a son. Yes. I have one child.
Did you hear the story that I was relating earlier in the hour about what's happening out in California?
I probably missed it.
Okay, what they're doing, well, I won't go into it now.
Okay.
But it's just awful. It's just awful what's happening in our public schools.
Mm-hmm.
We're dumbing ourselves down.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a point in this nation where, incidentally, let me throw a question to you, and this has nothing to do with what you called about, Thomas, but
if you don't mind my
asking you, if you were to be able to define the difference between a democracy and a republic, and I don't want to put you on the spot, just say I want to bow out of that one. Not very many people can do that, but you want to take a crack at it?
I'll tell you the difference between a democracy and a republic. We are supposed to be here a constitutional republic, and up until maybe a few years ago, we actually were a constitutional republic. Democracy is where the people take charge and majority leads.
Now let me stop you right there, Thomas, for a moment.
Stop me.
Okay. Now, under a democracy, you're saying the majority rules.
That's the theory.
In other words, 51% can dictate to the 49%. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think you've gone far enough on democracy because that's a perfect description of what a democracy is. Now I'll take your crack at a republic.
Well, constitutional republic is a set rules laid out by an unchanging document, such as a constitution.
It's not a living document, is it?
No, it's un.
You know what I mean by a living document?
Well,
it changes with the time.
Right. It's not. And
of course not.
A lot of people are saying it.
What's true today, as far as our founders are concerned, what's true in their time is just as true today. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Of course, that's why they made it so difficult to actually change the constitutions.
Mm-hmm.
Countries, especially the United States.
Exactly.
So, yeah, a republic. Well, republic. I mean, I don't know what more.
Can I help you out a little?
Help me a little bit, because it's early in the morning.
Okay. Okay. You get a cookie. You did well.
Okay,
on the democracy thing, you hit a home run. You nailed it. You put it very succinctly. In other words, under a pure democracy, which Jefferson referred to as the tyranny of the majority, the 51% can dictate to the 49%.
Right.
However, under a republic, conform of government, and I hope that listeners, whoever you are, wherever you may be within sound of my voice, that you can get this, because it's so vitally important. Because it has to do with the electoral system and everything that we'll get into as this election draws nearer. But under a Republican form of government, the majority rules. But the minority's rights are protected, to wit, the Bill of Rights.
Correct.
The Bill of Rights, that little piece of paper that stands between you and me, Thomas, and everybody else in this nation, and complete and total tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Under a Republican form of government, if the majority decided that they were going to kill, sorry about that, Thomas, everybody named Thomas who lived in Arizona, there's nothing that says they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no morality to a pure democracy. You let sinful man run wild. Get 51% of them and you can do anything you want to. There's no restraint put on it.
Okay.
Our founders were genius. They knew that we as fallen men were capable of doing anything. As Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians about the human heart, who can know it?
That's right.
It's so dark.
Hey, can I point something out?
And so you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm not going to belabor this point with you, Thomas, but...
Can I point something out?
Go ahead.
It's strange how whenever you hear speeches that... we're spreading democracy around the world. You know, all they're doing is spreading tyranny.
Good point.
I mean...
good point.
I realized several years ago that democracy basically was leading down the same path as socialism, except for it was going slower.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. How often have you heard the person that occupies the White House, unfortunately... we're over there in the sandbox called the Middle East, and we're at war.
Mm-hmm.
Our young men and women are over there sacrificing their lives and their blood and our treasure to fight for what? Democracy?
Democracy.
Give me a break. And you know, democracy and Islam. Islam controls that entire Middle Eastern area. I saw yesterday in Fox News where Bush is running around with this Saudi prince or something. Mm-hmm. And this Saudi, we've sold them billions of dollars, Thomas. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars of our very high-tech military gear.
Right.
All right. Now, do you think for a moment that if the chips were down that all of these Islamic nations aren't going to gather together? Of course they are.
Yeah.
And what happens is they can play the game and they can pretend to be friends, quote-unquote, of the United States, but we know better. But you're never going to democratize the Middle East because democracy and Islam is like oil and water. It doesn't mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have to go in a moment here, Thomas, but I'll give you the last word.
Yep. Oh, you want me to give the last word?
Sure.
Last word is keep praying hard.
Yeah.
Because it isn't going to get any better,
that's
folks.
A pretty good last word.
It isn't going to get any better.
Well, as long as if we continue to do the same thing day in and day out, if we continue to vote for the same politicians day in and day out, year in and year out, and expect a change, it ain't going to happen, is it?
Well,
it ain't going to happen. But anyway, I want to thank you for your call, Thomas, and
thank you.
We welcome you to the show. Call in again.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
Okay, now we were just mentioning briefly here about this 52-year-old wife of the 26-year-old Omar bin Laden. Omar bin Laden, 26, met his wife. Her name is June Felix Brown, with an E. And she's 52. I don't know. You do the math. She's twice as old as he is. Not that that's so awful bad, but sort of jumped out at me that she's 52 and he's 26. But anyway, in September 2006, when the English woman was vacationing in Egypt, they met this British wife of Omar bin Laden. And now the English woman is, they've been interviewed by British embassy officials in Cairo, according to the London Daily Mail. And Felix Brown, then a grandmother, surprised many last year when she announced that she had become daughter-in-law to the mastermind of the attacks on September 11, 2001, on New York City and Washington, D.C. The pair had their marriage. This is the sixth marriage, incidentally, for Felix Brown, and the second marriage for bin Laden, initially. And then last July, put a fine point on this, last July, on her way to rejoin her new husband in Egypt, Felix Brown expressed skepticism over her father-in-law's role in the terror attack. And I quote her here, she said, "I mean, you know, beyond all doubt, that he did it? If so, I'd like you to show me the evidence. I don't think it's nice." That's what she said. She said, "I don't think it's nice to make assumptions about someone when you don't know the facts," she said. Well, I'm going to put this one away, but I just thought it'd be interesting. Well, yesterday, of course, Romney defeated McCain in the Michigan primary, and he had to, actually. If you want to get involved, you know, on this in this discussion, simply give us a call at 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls. I don't want this to become a news hour. We want this to become a talk show where you're participating and you're sharing your views and opinions with our listeners here on RBN. But anyway, Mitt Romney won the Republican presidential primaries, we all know by now, in his native Michigan, and a victory that gave his candidacy some new life. Well, of course it did. He had to win in Michigan, did he not? Had Romney not won in Michigan yesterday, after all, that's his home state, and that's where his father was the governor of the state for three terms or something like that. But it really set the stage, doesn't it, for a showdown in South Carolina. And that's coming now in just 4 days. Romney's victory over John McCain further oiled this volatile nomination fight that really lacks a favorite, doesn't it? So it's pretty close. The polls there in South Carolina. Let's take a look at some of the recent polling information. Okay, hey, this is even better yet. This has to do with Florida, the Sunshine State. The four top Republicans candidates in a virtual statistical tie in the Sunshine State of Florida. What an important state that is. As we've well found out in the previous last two elections, where Democrat Hillary Clinton holds a 21-point lead over Barack Obama for the Democratic Party nomination. That's a huge lead. 21 points is a huge lead, no matter how you sliced it. And let's see. Rudy Giuliani, he's coming in at 20%, so that's awfully tight. That's awfully close in the state of Florida, especially considering the fact, now that's in lieu of the fact, that Giuliani has spent a lot of time and resources down there. We have a caller. Carl, talk to me.
This Don?
Yeah, it is.
Can you hear me?
Is this Carl?
Yeah.
In Alabama?
That's right.
How are things in Alabama, Carl?
Oh, a little bit chilly this morning.
Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to tell the people that's got an eighth grade education to read, especially the first three articles of the Constitution. Most of the people don't know where the power lies. We've been trying to elect a president and this and that, but the power lies in the Congress. The courts have, if the Congress don't let them have it, have very little power. Because in the Section 2 of Article 3, which is the shortest one, at the very end, it gives all the duties of the court, which is they can't interpret the Constitution. It says, with such exceptions and regulations as the Congress shall make. So they can overturn anything the court wants. They can impeach. If you had 218 congressmen, 68 senators, or 67, 34 states, you could overturn everything a president and the courts do. That's where mm-hmm. the power lies, and people haven't caught on to it.
Now, Carl, that's if you've got some perceptive congressmen.
Well, that's what I say.
But if we're voting in brain dead congressmen that don't know that, or that don't understand these things, what then?
Well, that's where people need to put their political capital, is trying to elect 67 senators. At times, we've had over 218 congressmen. They would impeach a lot of the court justices, but they know it won't go through the Senate. Mm-hmm. You know, a republic was set up where the senators was appointed by the states. That's a Republican form of government, but they changed that in that. But still, if you had 34 states that elect two senators, you could overturn all executive orders, which is illegal. That's not in the Constitution. Every courts just make opinion. They don't make laws. And until the 60s, or really the 50s, presidents and Congress ignored opinions. They started
You're referring, Carl, excuse me, you're referring to our activist courts? Is that what you're referring
to?
That's
right. They didn't start enforcing opinions by the court until the 50s, which is illegal. Mm-hmm. So the court opinion, the only thing a court can do is try cases that's been tried by a jury in just individual cases. Read the Constitution. And Congress, by a majority vote,
you know something? Carl, do you know something?
What?
I read the Constitution several times. I really have. I've read it several times, and somehow I missed in there where they talk about the separation of church and state. Could you tell me where that is?
That's not.
I must have missed it.
It's in the Soviet Constitution, but it's not.
Ah, bingo. Carl, you get a cookie.
Well, you know, when Congress passed the law and Thomas Jefferson, they was going to build the Indians some schools and without Bibles, and he said, no, you don't furnish the Bibles, I'm not going to sign this bill. So they furnished, that was Congress now passed. Mm-hmm. So there's no separation in church and state.
Of course not. Carl, let me ask you this. I don't mean to embarrass you or anything, but do you know what the first textbook that was ever in a government school under the Northwest Ordinance, which gave us the public school system, do you know what the first and only textbook was?
It was the Bible.
It was the Bible.
That's right.
Now you can't carry a Bible to within a mile of these government schools. And why have we as a people allowed this to happen to us?
Well, Congress could if you had 67 senators and 218 congressmen, that's just the opinion of the court. Congress has passed no law. Why do you think troops were sent into... Now, I know segregation was wrong, but why do you think troops were sent into University of Mississippi?
Well, we got a break here, Carl, and we've got Michael in New York. We'll be with you, Michael, right after this break. Call us at 313-944-3800 in front of it. It's a free call. Back in a minute.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, we're back, and we have Michael in New York that's been waiting patiently. Michael, talk to me.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yes, calling from New York, probably the most corrupt state in the union, unfortunately, and the home to commie Hillary Rotten Clinton, unfortunately. I'd just like to follow up on this latest news with Bush in the Middle East. Did you notice when he's holding hands with one of those Saudis?
I'm sorry, Michael. I missed the question. What was the question?
Okay, they were just showing yesterday, I believe it was, some film coverage with Bush in Middle East. And they
I saw it.
They're strolling along, holding hands like little lover boys, and they're telling us, oh, well, that's
You know what? Now that you mention it, I remember that. That's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're telling us over the mainstream Rockefeller News that, well, this is a normal custom over there. You know, I just don't recall in the past seeing anybody else holding hands with these Arabs.
I don't either, Michael. I don't remember that.
And that ties in with his homosexuality, with the Johnny Gosch, the male prostitute homosexual posing as a talent news reporter at the White House that logged in over 200 hours a month at the White House. And so, you know, this guy that we got as a president is not only a traitor, but he's a very sick individual. And that brings me to nitwit.
I would assume, Michael, from what you're saying, that you're not going to vote for him anymore, huh?
After the first time when it was either between him and
How about Stalin and high heels? Are you going to vote for her?
Yeah, this is how sad and pathetic and scary it is for us today when we have such corruption occurring at these high levels of our government, and then this nitwit Romney, who was being impeached as a governor of Massachusetts. I don't hear anybody in the mainstream Rockefeller News telling us about that background.
Well, okay, now, Michael, who's your guy or gal in this?
Ron Paul, sir, is the only hope we have for the next election.
You know, he did pretty well in Michigan, didn't he? Didn't he get around 52,000 votes or something?
Ron Paul is doing very well for a guy that doesn't get any kind of coverage.
No.
Except for,
but I
of
ask
course, you guys.
Didn't Ron Paul in Michigan yesterday get around 52,000 plus votes?
That's what I heard. And
that's pretty good showing, isn't it?
Yeah, and if we
because he has no he has no money.
Right.
He has no money to campaign against the Hillary Billeries and the whoever.
Yeah, he's
there's
not
no
getting
money in the Ron Paul campaign.
That's right. Or the coverage that the money provides. He's not getting any of that. He's doing remarkably well. For a guy that's being suppressed, he's doing great. And it would be nice to know how he really did in New Hampshire as well, if we could only get the truth on how many votes he really got there. But Ron Paul is
Michael, have you followed that? You're right next to New Hampshire. They're pretty close anyway. My geography serves me right. Isn't New Hampshire right on top of New York somehow?
Oh, no. We got Connecticut, then Massachusetts, and New Hampshire's off Massachusetts and Connecticut.
So you have the People's Republic of Massachusetts and Connecticut and a few other states there. But
that's
what I'm
correct.
Trying to get at, though, is on that voter thing that where they went in and there was no votes posted for Ron Paul, but there was anyway. We'll get into that maybe tomorrow, Michael. I've got to run. We're running out of time here. But thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Well, that's going to do it for today. I'm Don Wayne. Thank you so much for joining us. See you tomorrow around the same time, good Lord willing. Thank you.
With recent international